Beloved, on tonight, amen, we welcome you to Cornerstone Deliverance Church, amen, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time Bible study, praise God, amen. It is good to be in the fellowship, amen, of the Lord, amen, praise God. And we are going to, we're not going to be on long tonight, amen, but we do want God to have his way in your heart and in your lives, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Brother Golden, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer tonight.
Not a problem. Thanks, by the way, on ask me to open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank thee for assembling tonight here on our Wednesday night weekly Bible study. We thank you, Father God, for those that were able to get here and give God some time. And Father God, may the word that we're about to hear tonight resonate in each of our lives here on the teleconference line tonight. And Father God, may what we hear in the gospel and truth, peace and harmony resonate in truth, peace and harmony and others' lives that we live around, touch and see daily. For it is true confession to know the word and also to tell the word and be of the word and be in the word. And Father God, just thank you, Lord, for letting me continue to be here tonight and allow me to be here. And those that can't be here, may we also tell them what they missed in spirit and that they can get here, hear the recording. Because, Father Amen. God, knowing you, Father God, is a true blessing and blissfulness of life. For these blessings, we ask your name and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we thank God for the opening prayer on tonight. Praise God. And we are going to get started. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the lesson tonight, amen, we truly want to look beyond our human limitations. We want to look beyond our human boundaries, and we want to tap into the Lord's provision for us. We want to tap into heaven's resources, heaven's economy, and the Holy Ghost power without measure. We know that we have entered into a new decade, and I'm going to be reiterating this because we can only speak what God is saying. Amen. We have entered into a new decade in 2020. That decade is the decade the decade of pay. Amen. The decade of the open mouth. Amen. Praise God. You cannot be muzzled in this decade. A decade is a 10-year cycle. Amen. Praise God. That's what a decade is, 10-year cycle. Amen. And this also is the decade of breakthrough. Amen. There is anointing for us to break through that we may break out. Amen. Praise God. But we have entered into a new 12-month cycle. Amen. According to the Jewish Hebrew calendar, they have Rosh Hashanah was from the 25th to the, I believe, the 25th to the 27th. Amen. Of October, of September. Amen. Praise God. The 25th to the 27th of September. Amen. Praise God. And that shift, that new Hebrew year 5783, the last two numbers, 83, amen, equals means to fill or to fulfill. It means abundance. Amen. And the same Hebrew word for abundance, amen, that same word is expansion. Amen. Praise God. And so in this 12-month cycle, amen, we should be looking for the provision of the Lord in abundance. Amen. Praise God. If we're seeing any lack, amen, we have to believe God. Amen. We want to see in every scripture that we read, all that we study, amen, every situation and circumstance that it is an opportunity for God to show forth his provision for us, for him to do just what it is that he has said. And so, beloved, I want to take you to 1 Corinthians 6 and 12. 1 Corinthians 6 and 12 says, I have the right to do anything you say, But not everything is beneficial. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we have been liberated. Amen. We have been made free by way of our faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we have liberty to do anything. Amen. Praise God. But is it beneficial? Amen. To God's purpose and plan for your life. So in 1 Corinthians 6:12, and so we told you on Sunday that we have to be intentional. Amen. Praise God. Intentional with our speech. Amen. Intentional with the things that we do. Praise God. Intentional with the people that we befriend. Amen. Praise God. We want to do it intentionally. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, Paul wrote, I have the right to do anything you say. But not everything is beneficial. Amen. Even though we may have permission to do many things that we want to do, not everything is beneficial for us. Not everything is expedient. The King James Version uses the word expedient, amen, which means appropriate, suitable, or desirable. Not everything is advantageous to you. You have to determine what is advantageous or what is beneficial, and you have to define what is beneficial based on the needs of your vision. Amen. And so for each and every one of your life, God have a plan for your life. Amen. Praise God. When he created you, amen, he created you for a purpose, amen. Once you know that blueprint or that purpose, amen, you have to make sure that the relationships you get involved in, amen, the little endeavors that you get involved in, that it is advantageous for God's vision for your life, amen. The second part of 1 Corinthians 6:12 says it is a very powerful statement. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we have to be careful because there is one Lord. There is one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is the only one that lords over us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have to be careful not to let our emotions lord over us. Not to let fear lord over us. Amen. Praise God. Not to let the hurts and pains or the dysfunctions of the past, the function of our father's house, our mother's house. Amen. We have to be careful not to let these things lord over us. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we are living in a season that it's time to give people back their stuff. Amen. Praise God. It's time to let the skeletons out of your closet. Amen.
Amen.
It's time
amen.
To bring, amen, praise God. It's time to bring, amen, these things that keep you complacent, that keep you walking on eggshells, that keep you in fear. It's time to bring these things to the light. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Because
amen.
When things are brought to the light, they are exposed. Amen. Praise God. When things are brought to the light, they are exposed. When evil deeds are brought to the light, there is an exposure. When I say bring it to the light, it doesn't mean that exposure is not what you think. Amen. Praise God. What I mean is be true to yourself. Bring it to Jesus. Don't operate in self-deception. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So, beloved, we want you to be mindful. This is the year of abundance. So that means that in this 12-month cycle, God will be increasing your capacity. Amen. Praise God. In order for you to receive the abundance that God has for you, he will be increasing your capacity. He will be stretching you, praise God. Amen. And in order for you to receive it by faith, you can't be filled up with dysfunction. Amen. Praise God. You cannot be filled up with things, amen, that is not bearing the right fruit. You cannot be
amen.
Filled up with things that is not going to be advantageous for you in the current season that you are in. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, you are stepping out of the old into the new. One thing that you will find is that once God speaks something, especially for the 10-month cycle for the decade of 2020 and for this 12-month cycle, amen, you will see that God will begin to open up your eyes. If God says that this is a 12-month cycle of abundance, you will begin to see the abundance of the Lord and the provision of the Lord in everything that you read, amen. Your situation can be speaking lack, but God is anointing you, amen, that you could speak abundance into your situation. For that is God's mind towards you. Amen. Praise God. God, listen, this word that is being given unto you is a seed that is being planted in your heart. Amen. And this seed has a provision. Praise God. Amen. And so I will not be brought under the power of any. The Greek word translated power means to control. Even though you can do anything in life, the only things that should master you are the things that line up with God's word and ways, and that will lead to your personal vision. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Beloved,
amen.
You have
amen.
To be intentional. Praise God. Amen. Know God's plan for your life. Some of us have individual visions. Things that we want to accomplish and things that we want to do. But we wind up giving our momentum over to things that has nothing to do with the plan for finishing the assignment. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so we wonder why, amen, each year we're making resolutions or doing things, amen, and or not completing assignments. Amen. That's because we're giving our focus over to the wrong things. Amen.
Amen.
Even though you can do anything in life, the only things that should master you are the things that line up with God's word and ways, and that will lead to your personal vision. Something is beneficial if it relates to what you want to accomplish. Amen. Beloved, think about it. What are you trying to accomplish? One of the things Mother Roberts kept speaking was that you have to have a plan. What are you trying to accomplish? Amen. And it has to relate to what you're trying to accomplish and takes you to your goals. Amen. Praise God. Everything that you do, everything that you speak is going to have an effect on you. The people that you meet can have an impact, amen, or have some type of influence, amen, praise God, on God's plan for your life, amen. Ask yourself, what benefits me? What will move me toward my purpose? Amen, praise
amen.
God. Beloved, this is how we have to start discerning. If this thing is not pushing me closer in my relationship with God, if it's not helping me to get toward the finish line of the plan and the purpose or to accomplish the vision that God has for me, amen, praise God. Listen, I can do it, amen, praise God, but it's not going to be advantageous for me. Amen, praise God. And so
amen.
In this season, we don't want to do anything that is not advantageous. Amen, praise God. It doesn't mean that we can't be friends. It just means that in this season, I have to be intentional because you and I are not going the same way. Amen, praise God. In this season, I have to be intentional. I have to refocus myself because I want to complete this assignment or this cycle so that I can move on to the next thing that God has for me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Do anybody have any questions so far, or is there anything that anyone would like to share concerning the purpose and plan or the vision that God has for their life or things that God has put in your heart for you to do, amen, and how you can shift, amen, or make some changes, amen, praise God, that you can be more focused on those things that are expedient or those things that are more advantageous, amen, praise God. Anybody want to share? Amen. If no one is sharing tonight, beloved, amen, what you want, the first thing that you would want to consider as beneficial is your relationship with God, amen. How much time do you spend with God? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says that a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Is the Lord truly ordering your steps? Are you obeying him? Amen. If you want
amen.
To know where you are supposed to go in life, You have to establish a connection with the person who gave you the assignment. Amen. You have to establish a connection with the person who created you. Amen. It's no wonder the Bible says the greatest commandment is to love God first with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength. Amen. And you'll find that in Mark chapter 12, verse 30. When you do that, he reveals to you the assignment that you were born to fulfill. Amen. Once you are certain of, excuse me, beloved, once you are certain of your assignment or what it is that you are meant to do in life and have truly committed to it, see, once you know what it is that God would have for you to do, beloved, you have to get committed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's covenant, praise God, commitment, amen. Then a lot of the extra things will fall away on their own, amen. Once you decide that you are committed, amen, praise God. Amen. We know that we have already made changes in life, amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior, and the Bible tells us that there's certain ways that we are not supposed to live. There were some things that intentionally fell off already. Why? Because he changed our desires and appetites. He changed the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we live. Amen. The things we used to do, we don't do no more. The places we used to go, we don't go to those places anymore. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. After you capture your vision, you need to prioritize your life in keeping with that vision. You have to determine how many of the things that you are currently involved in are beneficial to your dream. Those pursuits and activities that are beneficial to your vision become your true priorities. Amen. So, beloved, it's time to shift. Amen. But not only is it time to shift, first you have to be able to discern the times. Amen. Praise God. You have to know what is expedient. Amen. Or what is advantageous to you in this 12-month cycle. Amen. I'm going to give you something to think about. You have to determine what is beneficial for your life, and you have to define what is beneficial based on the word of God and the needs of your vision. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, beloved, I want us to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 to 31. I'm going to ask that someone pull it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I don't know why I look rocking here. Verses 23 to 31. I'm going to ask that someone read it. Now, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Corinth. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, God liberated you. Amen. Praise God. All things may be good. Amen. You have the liberty to do. But is it advantageous for you? Amen. Is it good for you? Is it going to help you complete the assignment that God has for you? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have to learn how to be intentional. And then I want to speak to you about the provision that God gives us in his word. Amen. Praise God. Because God promised to meet our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the living word. Amen. We're going to go back to Gideon today. Amen. Praise God. Because when God wanted to shift the mindset of Gideon, when he wanted Gideon to see himself the way God saw him. Amen. Praise God. All God did was to send a messenger angel with the word. Amen. Praise God. And when the messenger angel spoke the word of God to Gideon. Amen. At first, amen, Gideon did not have that perspective. Amen. Praise God. How are we going to obtain the promise? You need the perspective of God. You need a godly perspective. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are not our ways. He already revealed that to us. But we need to get in tune and step in and stride with God's ways toward us, praise God. We will continue to fall short, amen, praise God, if we do not shift our perspective, amen. The way you think or the perspective, your perspective and the way you perceive a thing will be how you talk and how you live life, amen. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's what the Bible says. As a man thinketh, so is he. Amen? So let us see 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 to 31 first. What does it say?
I have it if you want me to read it.
Please.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 through 31.
Uh-huh.
All right. Verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles that eat, asking no question for conscience sake. For earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that shewed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other, for why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience?
Mm-hmm.
If I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks?
Mm-hmm.
Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And that's it.
Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, everything is available to us, but not everything is expedient. And then this scripture text here, they're speaking of idols or meats that have been sacrificed to idols, amen, apostles. But I want you to see it in another way. I want you to see it according to your assignment and your purpose and your plan, right? And so those of us that are truly liberated, we know that an idol is nothing, amen, even meat. Or anything sacrificed to it can do us no harm because it is nothing. But not everyone have the faith that we have. And so in doing so in the presence of our sisters and brothers that do not have that liberty yet, amen, it can be a stumbling block unto them. Amen. Praise God. And it can also be the stumbling block unto the person that gave to you to eat, lest they think that now you worship the God that they worship. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But
amen.
I want you to take this same concept, amen, and consider it for your personal plans and visions, the things that God has placed in your heart, amen, praise God, the things that he wants you to accomplish, amen, praise God, amen. Listen, you can spend your time any way you choose. God has given you the freedom of choice, amen, but why not choose to spend it, amen, in those things that's going to advance God's call for your life? Amen. Or why not spend it on those things that is going to advance the personal plans and vision that you have for yourself? Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to see, amen, the power in the word. I want to take you really quick to Judges chapter 6. And I want to start at verse 17. Amen. Praise God. Actually, I want to start at verse 11. Amen. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And so the angel that stands in the presence of God, amen, he brought a word from the throne room, amen. And that word is, amen, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. Praise God. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is this befallen us? All Gideon could see is what was before him. But the word of God that came by way of the angel, amen, came to speak a shift in the life and the circumstances of his people. Amen. God was about to raise up, amen, the head of an army that he was sending forth to win his battle. Amen. Praise God. Well, what did God do? He first sent forth his word. Amen. Just like he sent forth his word and it healed them, he sent his word and it saved them, he sent his word and it delivered them. Amen. Praise God. The word was spoken and the blind eyes was opened. The word was spoken and the lame walked. Praise God. Through the spoken word, demons was driven out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So is God sending his word to us this day. And so in this 12-month cycle, amen, every word from God, amen, you may not feel like you're in abundance. You may feel as if you're in lack, amen, but we want you to see the Lord's provision for you. We want you to prophesy God's provision. That word came to shift your perspective. That word came to shift how you see things, amen. Praise God. Even when Elijah said that there was going to be rain, amen, and he sent his son out to look, the servant saw nothing. Elijah sent him back three times. The servant said, I see a cloud, maybe the size of a fist. Elijah said, that's it, amen. A cloud at the size of a fist, amen, brought much rain. Amen, praise God. But when there was no cloud, praise God, hallelujah, Elijah prophesied that there will be rain. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He prophesied that the drought is over. Amen, praise God. And so, beloved, that is what you're going to have to do in this season. God, this word of abundance and expansion is a God-breathed word. Amen, praise God. But you are going to have to put it to work by faith in your situation, in your circumstance, in your life, in the lives of your children. Praise God. Let it work in your business. Amen, praise God. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. This is something for you to prophesy. The very thing that have been God-breathed, it comes with a provision for you. Amen. The God-breathed word comes with a provision for you. But your faith unlocks that provision. Your faith. Amen. Your faith. And so faith comes by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. The word of God comes that you may move past your human limitations, that you may move past your human boundaries, that you will stop using just the mustard seed faith. The mustard seed faith can get some things done. But once you tap into the Holy Ghost, amen, 1 Corinthians 12 tells us about the gift of faith. Amen. Praise God. That faith is God provision for you by way of his spirit. Amen. Praise God. Galatians 5 tells us about, amen, hallelujah, it tells us about the fruit of faith. Amen. Praise God. That is faith in your character that is produced by way of God's Spirit. Amen. Without relationship with the Holy Ghost, amen, you cannot obtain that faith. Without relationship with the Holy Ghost, the gift of faith won't work in your life. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, you have to be intentional with your fellowship with God, that you will have the tools that you need, the instruments that you need, amen, whatever it is that God is releasing, amen, praise God, that you can shift your perspective, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we're not always empowered to do the things that we want to do, amen, but God said that he meet our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, amen, and so what do? I ask for more faith, amen, Lord, I need more glory. Amen. Praise God. I know that I can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens me. Praise God. And so if there's lack there, then there is a lack of grace. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But my faith can obtain it. My faith can obtain it. The Bible tells us that we get new, the goodness and mercy of God is made new day by day by day by day. Praise God. We should never be in lack.
Amen.
And so, beloved, I want you to be mindful. As we begin to read on Gideon, Gideon did not see himself as a mighty man of valor. His first response to answering the angel was about his current circumstance. Amen? And I keep telling you that if all you believe is what you see before you, that is not faith at all. Faith is not what the naked eye can see. The naked eye can only see what is before them. Seeing what is before you and believing that that is what it is, it keeps you bound to this three-dimensional world. Amen? Hallelujah. The world is bound to this three-dimensional world. Praise God. But we have the Spirit of the Lord that operates and bring a provision from the tenth dimension. Go beyond your human limitations. Go beyond your human boundaries. Tap into the Lord's provision for you. Amen? Praise God. Heaven's economy, amen. Heaven's resources. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost power without measure. Amen. Beloved, we come to encourage you today. Amen. Because in this 12-month cycle, amen, God weighs it as higher than ours. Amen. His thoughts that is higher than ours. That means our perspective must change. Amen. Praise God. That means amen. That we cannot look at what's before us. What we have to pay attention to is what God is revealing to us. Because what God is revealing to us will shift what's before us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, hold fast to the faith of God's word. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles? Amen. Where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? Amen. But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Amen. Not only did God bring them up out of Egypt, amen, praise God, amen, the rock, amen, and the cloud, amen, or the pillar of fire was with them day by day by day, morning and night, amen. They drank from the rock, amen. The rock that they drank from, that rock is Jesus, amen. Beloved, we too drink from the same rock that they drank from, amen. We are still yet today drinking from the rock that is Christ. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, amen. We are not in lack. But what it is that our perspective will keep us in lack. If all we can see is what is before us, if we cannot grab hold of God's word by faith and unlock the resource and the provision that is in the word. Amen. We got to let our faith be our lazy. We got to let our faith do our walking. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord looked upon him, amen, and said, oh, wait, let me go back. And the Lord looked upon him, this is verse 14, and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And listen, this is the first time Gideon is hearing about this. Amen? But God is speaking about this thing as if it is past tense. That's because God knows what he put in each and every one of us. We don't know the ability and the capacity. Amen? Praise God. But God is speaking to our capacity. Amen? Praise God. And he said unto him, oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I have Israel? Behold. Wherewith shall I save Israel? Excuse me. Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. God didn't tell Gideon he's going to do this in his might and then Gideon's strength. Amen. Praise God. Now all Gideon is speaking about is himself. Gideon is yet to see the provision of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes we are like that. When God calls us to do something for him, to bring glory to his name, we act like Gideon sometimes. But I said that our perspective must change. And what time comes to change our perspective? The word from God. Amen. Praise God. That word which is God's breath. Beloved, there is a breath behind every word. You have to discern whether it is divine, whether it is human, or whether it is a diabolic breath. Because only the breath of God is going to bring his provision. That word that is God's breath. The Bible tells us that the blessing of the Lord is already yea and amen. Amen. And it says, and I am the least in my father's house. Gideon is still talking about his own might and strength. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with you. God is elevating Gideon. He is shifting Gideon's perspective. He wants Gideon to stop seeing his lack, and he wants Gideon to see the power of the Lord. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Praise God. Amen? Amen. And so, beloved, I want to encourage you. Amen. The word of God that you will hear throughout this 12-month cycle, amen, comes to increase your capacity. Amen. It comes to stretch you. Amen. But you have to shift your perspective intentionally. You got to be intentional in this. And you have to see and hear what it is that God is saying. Amen. Sometimes we go back and forth with God like Gideon. Amen. As if God is asking for us to do it in our own might and power. God says that I am with you. What God does, he does by his spirit. Amen. Praise God. It is not by our might and power. Amen. Praise God. You want to know how are you going to fast? You having a problem with fasting? You're going to do it by God's spirit. Ask the Lord to help you. Amen.
Amen.
Start tapping into the Lord's provision for you. Praise God. Amen. Some people can't fast without getting headaches. Ask the Lord to help you. Praise God. Amen. God is calling for you to do something mighty for him. Amen. He's speaking into your heart. Amen. But you just don't see it. Amen. Praise God. But the word that he has planted in your heart is to change your perspective.
Amen.
The Bible says that we can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. Amen. Jesus Christ that strengthens us. We don't strengthen ourselves. Amen. We have to go beyond our human limitations and tap into God's provision for us. Amen. Through Jesus Christ's death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen. There is a provision for us all that flows through that cross. Amen. Praise God. Begin to see the provision of God for you. Amen. Get in the word of God and come to know his provision for you, amen. As you are meditating on the word, as you are studying, amen, God is going to illuminate the eyes of your understanding, amen. He's going to show you the hope of his calling in you. He wants to show you the depth, the height, and the width of his love, amen. But will you enter into a relationship? Will you take your time and be intentional? Will you take your time and plant yourself at Jesus' feet? Will you be like Mary? Praise God. Sometimes we're busy like Martha, but God said it's time to be intentional. Amen. I liberated you. Amen. You can do all things, but not everything is advantageous. Not everything is expedient in this season. Praise God. Beloved, the first thing that we have to do is that we have to understand the assignment. Amen. Some of us, we find ourselves in different places doing certain things because we just don't understand the assignment. Amen. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until you, until thou come again. So, beloved, what I want you to do is you can finish reading this for yourselves. Amen. I believe that God is shifting how we see things. Amen. He's shifting our perspective. Amen. I did say the way you see things will be the way you speak and the way you live. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
If you're living, if you see things helplessly, amen, you will be a person that lives without hope. Amen. Praise God. If you are steadfast with your face upon Christ like flint and you know that Jesus is your hope of glory, I said that you know that you know that you know. Oh, no, beloved, not too many things are going to move you. Amen. Praise God. Amen, because you know him for yourself. So in this season, it's important for you to come to know him. If we were to go back to Genesis, amen, chapter 3, amen, is it chapter 3, chapter 2? The Bible says that it was the voice print of God that walked with Adam in the cool of the day. It didn't say the spirit of God or the presence of God. It said the voice print of God walked with Adam in the cool of the day. Where God's word is, there his presence is also. I tell you something about this Bible, this good book, these holy scriptures. When you read it, the author is present. When you read it, the author is working and he's active. Amen. When you read it Amen. And believe it, you can unlock the provision of what it is that God is saying unto his people. Amen. You can unlock it. Amen. And receive your blessing. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So, beloved, we are planting the seed of the word in your heart. Amen. Amen. Jesus is a catalyst of change. Change has come. The kingdom of God is visiting you this day. Amen. Be intentional. Amen. Praise God. This 12-month cycle, we said, is the Lord is speaking of abundance. Amen. And I know that some of you are saying, how is he speaking abundance? Amen. Praise God. If I don't have a job, how is he speaking abundance? That if I had a job, I don't have help to work the job. How is he speaking abundance? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, how is he speaking abundance when inflation and everything's so high? You can hardly afford anything. $10 is no longer $10. $100 Amen. Is no longer $100, beloved. Beloved, Amen. This is where you have to believe God. This is where you have to let your faith do your walking and your talking for you. Praise God. Amen. Just because God said it, you got to believe it and let that settle it. Amen. Praise God. Because that is how you are going to overcome. Praise God. Seeing what God has already spoken to you. Seeing that in the situation and the circumstance. Amen. The situation may dictate lack, but I believe God. I believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. I give the testimony today that I have received a phone call, amen, 4 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Praise God. I was in a deep sleep, but the phone rung, and God allowed for me to hear the phone ring. Praise God. And I reached over, and I looked at it, and I answered it. Amen. It woke me up out of my sleep, so as the person was speaking to me and revealing themselves to me, telling me who they were, amen, I was trying to put two and two together. I was trying to come up out of the spirit of rest, amen. I was trying to come up out of that to understand what was going on, praise God. And then the person continued to speak to me, amen, about, amen, their ailment, amen, an infirmity that they had, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. God does the drawing. Amen. If God is going to have someone call me at 4 o'clock in the morning and have me to answer, surely he has anointed me for the task. Amen. Surely he has Amen. Already begun to move. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All we have to do is speak the God-breathed word. Amen. And we have to believe that God is going to do what he said that he's going to do. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, God took her situation. Amen. And God healed her. Amen. God healed her. Praise God. Amen. God instructed her in righteousness. Praise God. Amen, beloved. We have to make ourselves available. Amen. The world is in a frenzy. Amen. They don't know what way to turn. Amen. But Amen. If we do not manifest as the sons of God, will we be there? Amen. Praise God. To bind the brokenhearted. Amen. To speak and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Will we be there to give divine direction? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, I just want to encourage you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Do that which is advantageous. Not everything is expedient. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Be very intentional. Praise God. Take the very Amen. Thing that God has released for this 12-month cycle. Amen. And we're going to pray for you today that when you read the scriptures that you will see abundance. You will not see lack. Amen. Eyes to see lack is not seeing the provision of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want you to be able to see what God has already spoken that it shall be. Amen. Praise God. When I tell you I want you to see it, you may not see it with your natural eyes. But you can believe it with your spiritual eyes. Amen. You can believe it with the eyes of your understanding. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The eyes of your spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this word. Amen. This deposit of glory in the hearts of your people. This deposit that will cause for them to level up, that they will come to know your ways. Ah, Kaba Sunday. Korobo Sunday. that they will come to know your thoughts, that they will tap into your provision for them, that we can tap into it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, as we go forth in this journey, walking, living, and running by faith, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, we honor, and we cherish your word that has been released unto us today. We honor and we cherish it, God. And Father, we lay down every burden today, my God. Everything that is not beneficial. Every way that is not beneficial. Every way that is not advantageous. Amen. That is not advantageous to the advancement of the kingdom of God. We lay it down today. In the name of Jesus, we bring it to the light and we expose it. It will not lord over us. Our bad attitude will not lord over us. Amen. Our emotions, our flesh will not lord over us. The hurt and pain from the past will not keep us crippled. Fear will not cripple us. It will not lord over us, my God. The only thing that will have power over us are those things that are advantageous to your purpose, to your plan, and your vision for our life. In Jesus' name. And Father, we are being intentional in this season. We are being very intentional. Very intentional. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive the provision of the Lord for you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Do not try to bring the old that was not beneficial in the old into the new. And there may be some things that was beneficial in the old that is not beneficial now because of where God is taking you. Amen. Praise God. You have to know the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God glory for his word. Huh? Let's give God glory for the weight of the glory. Huh? Let's give God glory tonight. Huh? Come on and bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and bless God tonight. Huh? Bless him for his glory. Huh? Bless him because he's intentional with you. Huh? Bless him because his word is a lamp to your feet, huh? And a light unto your pathway. Huh? Oh, bless the Lord tonight. Huh? Thank him for his provision. Huh? Thank him for the grace to do those things that are advantageous. Huh? Grace him, thank him for the unction to function. Huh? In the name of Jesus, by the blood, God. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you for the abundance. We thank you for increasing our capacity. God, we thank you for allowing your people to see your ways. Oh God, your thoughts, God. We thank you, oh God. And that at your word they shall navigate. At your word they shall forge forward. At your word they shall press forward. At your word, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, at your word, God. Speak to your people, God. Even as they slumber their head upon their bed. Holy Ghost, don't leave them alone, God. In the name of Jesus.
Your name is
Korobosia. In the name of Jesus, Kabasia.
I'll work
it. Korobosande. Kuriandereboshanda. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We are the just and we walk and we live by faith. We are the just and we walk and we live by faith. Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 11 tells us about those that received an excellent report. But it was by faith, beloved. Praise God. Faith only comes by hearing and by hearing the God-breathed word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We don't have time to be superstitious. Amen. Praise God. We don't have time for that. Amen. We don't have time to be afraid. Amen. Praise God. We try and accomplish something. We try and advance the kingdom. Time is short. Praise God. There's souls that need to be saved, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Listen, that I believe it was Pastor Cassandra Thornton that released that word, mind your business. When she released that word, God started speaking to me. Praise God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen. Because sometimes we get involved with things that don't have nothing to do with God's purpose and plan for our life. It's not advancing nothing in our life. Learn how to mind your business. Amen. I was in a situation today. The girl jumped in my conversation. I clearly told her with a straight face, mind your business. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was holy and it was right. Mind your business. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We can't be afraid to say what God is saying. He's telling us to mind our business. Amen. Praise God. You got to mind your business. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And then there's things, there's other people that may be in your business that should not be there. Amen. Praise God. What I'm talking about don't have nothing to do with you. Didn't God tell that to Peter? Jesus told Peter how he will die. Peter said to Jesus, what about John? Jesus said to Peter, if I wanted John to live until I come again, what business is it of yours? Follow me. Beloved, we have to get in the business of following Jesus. We have to get in the business of having our face upon him like flint. We have to be in the business of only doing those things and being a part of those things that are advantageous. Amen. Praise God. For the advancement of the kingdom of God. For the advancement of the purpose and the plan of God for your life. And that you may complete your assignment. Praise God. And I'll say it again. Do you understand the assignment?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we're going to open the floor tonight. Amen. Praise God that you can share, hallelujah, what it is that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. We are seeing abundance. We are seeing abundance. We are seeing the provision of the Lord. We're seeing the goodness and the mercy of God. We're seeing it day by day by day. We're seeing it in every situation and every circumstance. Amen. The situation and circumstance is not dictating the Lord's provision toward us. Amen. It may be real. It may be real, amen, but it won't speak for us. It won't speak for us, praise God.
Amen.
And our reality is what God is saying to us. That is our reality. And what you believe, you will empower. What you believe, you will empower.
Amen.
Amen. And we said on Sunday, beloved, you have to learn how to be intentional with your words. The doctor said you sick, Jesus said you healed. Amen, praise God. You got to begin to prophesy what it is that God is saying. Amen. Praise God. The bank say you ain't got no money, but God said that you are not in lack. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I might not have it in hand, but my Father is rich. Amen. Praise God. If my provision may not have manifested yet, but I know it's on the way. This is how we got to believe God in this season. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We cannot move into worry and unbelief. Amen. That is not advantageous. That is not advantageous. Amen. Mm-hmm. Advantageous is entering into his rest. Amen. That's advantageous. Belief, faith in Christ will cause for you to enter into the rest of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm praying today that God give you new lens. Amen. That you see things through a different lens, through the eyes of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost, not just any spirit, beloved. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of spirits out there. Praise God. We want you to see things through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. God's provision for you. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of counsel. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We want you to see things through God's provision for you. If you're not seeing it right, say, Holy Ghost, correct my vision. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm not seeing abundance. I need you to change my perspective. Praise God. Open up the heavens, let me see. Praise God. Amen. Open up my eyes wide. Amen. Praise God. Speak to God. Be intentional. Stop accepting what is before you. Stop accepting what the naked eye sees. Stop thinking that this is the end with all. Amen. This little three-dimensional world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, beloved. Praise God. Going beyond your human limitations, your human boundaries. Amen. We are not subject to a three-dimensional world. Why? Because we are already seated in the 10th dimension. We are already seated in the God realm. The Bible says that we are seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Amen. It's crazy to be seated in heavenly places and you don't know how to act. Amen. Praise God. You don't know how to function. Praise God. You got an invitation. You got a seat there, but don't have the unction to function. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the shift is here. Amen. Praise God. God has been preparing us for a time such as this for a long time. Amen. For the past 5 years, he's been speaking these things. Amen. Whatever's going on with inflation shouldn't mean nothing to you. Amen. Because you know that you have a provision that exceeds or supersedes this three-dimensional world. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Man.
You are not just subject to this. You are not just subject to what you can work for. Amen. Praise God. You are not just subject to that. The favor of God is working in your favor. Amen. Praise God. I said favor is better than money. Amen. Favor. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Favor will make the bank send you a letter saying that your mortgage is paid in full. Favor will do that. Amen. Favor.
Jesus.
Favor will do that, beloved. Do you believe it? Favor will do that.
Amen.
God is able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good.
God is able to get in the hearts and minds of everyone that contends with you, because he is God. Who could resist him? Amen? Who could resist him? Praise God. And so we want to encourage you today. Do anyone want to share, amen, praise God, how the lesson today have blessed them? Amen, praise God, or anything that God has revealed to you through this lesson today? Amen? Doing those things that are advantageous, that are beneficial. Amen. Brother Golden.
Yes, I want to say, first of all, praise the Lord again for all those that were here tonight. And I just want to thank you for another great word of study that definitely be applied, not just by faith, but by sight of hearing the word of God in my life. But I think some things I took from tonight was the big theme I took is do what's advantageous. You know, it's a lot of things that's going to come daily in our lives, and if it's not aligned with God, we need to keep these things away from us because it's ever constant. And those that are strong in the word and live by faith won't lack in the kingdom of God. So,
amen.
You know, like you said, there are some things in the Bible that are going to be advantageous to us and not advantageous to us. And I know that's something that we have to see and study and service to him. And what's advantageous, God will make sure that it will not take us away or astray from the word. I think also
amen.
What I did tonight was don't just live on the faith of a mustard seed. That's sometimes not enough. You have to have more faith. You have to have more energy in the word. And, you know, I thought tonight you brought out, yeah, it just seems like, you know, the more we work and try to take care of ourselves, it seems like things are getting high with inflation and, you know, things like terror and murder want to overtake our society. But, you know, if we have God on our side, these things will not affect us, and they will not come within our midst or not even on our doorstep. I'm not saying that it won't, but when it does, God will definitely give you the strength to know how to handle it in his way.
Amen.
Peace. And,
amen.
You know, I just feel that that was good tonight. You know, that was stressed a lot. Do what's advantageous for you to grow for what your assignment is in this world, what your career goals are, so that way you can prosper in his name. So that's the main theme I took from the night, and I thought that was real good. And also, lastly, and I'll say this in a, it's serious, but also in a funny way, learn to mind your business.
Praise God, it's real.
Yes, ma'am, but I thought you're so true. Unless you ask to get in the conversation, keep on walking, not your concern. But I
amen.
Thought it was very funny, but also true that we need to not just interject. Sometimes I've done that in life, and Sometimes I didn't like to respond to them. I wasn't talking to you, but they were right. So, you know, we got to learn that if the conversation was not inviting to us. I know some people be talking, and as they telling their story, the others, they'll turn and look at you, but they didn't call your name. Just don't respond. Keep walking. So I thought that was good advice to live daily, too. That's all
Amen.
I would have to say but I thought that was a good thing that you brought out tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for Brother Golden Shear. He always have some great points, amen, that God has given him great perspective when it comes down to pulling from the lesson. Amen. And I pray that you are blessed by what he shared as well. Amen. I heard Evangelist Roslyn on the line. Woman of God, are you sharing tonight?
No, ma'am. I just got on the line. I just left the hospital. So I'm not sharing tonight.
Amen. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. I went.
Amen. Praise God.
God is good. He proved himself righteous again, and I thank him for his healing power, that there was nothing wrong.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Name, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I can't help myself. I got to praise it as if I had a situation. I have to praise God as if it was my situation. I got to praise him as if I went with an infirmity, but they could not find nothing. And by the time it was finished, there was nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, I thank God, hallelujah, for what he did in her aunt's life. Praise God. And what he did in man's daylight. Praise God. I thank God for his healing power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. We got to learn to be excited. God is working miracles. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we sit back and act like it ain't nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how could you not feel it and you are part of the body? How could you not be excited about what it is that God is doing? Hallelujah. How could we not be excited for one another? Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory God. Oh, I thank God today. Hallelujah. Because it could have been me. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
It's all right to take a moment to be grateful. It's all right to take a moment and say thank you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is such a good God. Amen. He is such a merciful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophetess Deidre Williams, amen. Are you sharing tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Everyone on the line as well. Thank you, Jesus. I'm always excited to hear what the Lord is doing and how he's leading and guiding and teaching us. And his word is true. He said, I am the light of the world. And so tonight, hearing Gideon, that we put ourselves in his very same position, put on the same boots that he had on or sandals, whatever he had, we are in the same position because we got to continue in this race, pressing toward the mark to stay in alignment with the will of God individually and collectively. And so for me, there's no sickness and there's no disease that Jesus has not already defeated. So when the enemy knocks on my door, I can stand and say, hey, he ain't coming in here.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
It was that I was attacked because that gave me the chance to pull my sword out in the name of Jesus. My faith gets tried, and that God allows certain things across my pathway just so I can be taught just so that I can be able to see God move. Our fellowship that He created me to be in fellowship with Him. That for so long years that I didn't know Him, that wow, Lord, this is what this was about all the time. You was here all the time.
There it is.
I'm just thankful because I can stand even when I took that corona vaccination vaccine. And on the first one was cool, but the second one had an effect. But it was through that the Lord strengthened my faith, even though I was about to step out the door and go to the hospital. No. I'm going to stand and go through this thing.
Amen.
And the Lord told me what to do. I did it, and the pain left.
Praise God.
A puff of smoke. I mean, it was excruciating. But God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And anything that comes against His word is true. His word is Him. He said, I place you for what of living that brings up eternal life. So what I don't have no worries. I don't have no problems. Because I know it's
Hallelujah.
No Christ Jesus, and I am in Him, and He is in me. And it don't matter what anybody else thinks. In Jesus' name.
Come on and preach, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen, beloved. That's how you got to prophesy. That's how, listen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
That's how you got to speak, beloved. Praise God, I'm in Him and He in me. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Even if you entered in, you got to get up out of here. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. You cannot take residence in the pain. You can't stay, praise God.
Nope.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. I thank God for the wisdom of the woman of God. Amen. Beloved, you got to stand up and open up your mouth, praise God. You got to learn how to speak on your own behalf and stop waiting for other people to speak for you. God gave you dominion. He gave you power. Amen. Praise God. There is an anointing in you. There's enough anointing for you to deal with the things that come up against you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But if you need someone to touch and agree, we are here. Amen. Praise God. We are here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But try Him for yourself. Amen. Try Him at His word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The prophetess is talking right. Hallelujah. Amen. May what she has spoken and what Brother Golden has spoken and what you receive from the message, may it shift your perspective. May it change your lens. May it train your tongue to speak as one of the learned. That not only would you know what to say when someone else is weary, that you know how to open up your mouth and speak into a situation that try to make you weary. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll open up my mouth and have a conversation in a minute. Praise God. Amen. Nobody but me. Amen. Asia said, you say, Mommy, what's going on? I said, I'm talking to my God. Hallelujah,
all right,
Jesus.
All right now. Hallelujah, all right now.
Jesus.
All right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, it's real. It's real.
Yes, it
Amen.
Is.
Anyone else want to share tonight? I don't know everyone that's on tonight because I cannot see the list. Amen. So I don't want to leave anyone out. If someone is on and they want to share, amen, we want to open up the floor that you can share now.
Amen.
Pastor Asia?
Yes.
And Sister Mary.
Yes.
I'll bless you,
woman of God. Yes. Amen.
Just a few words. I just want to thank you for what happened today. Thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for His miraculous work.
Amen.
Monday, and I was in the hospital. My pressure was 243. Bleeding. The doctors, they want to keep me in, and I said no. After spending the day in the hospital, I said no, I'm not staying. He said, you sure? I said no, because no one is taking care of me. My kids are here, I'm bleeding. And, you know, they took all the tests, MRI, CT, heart test, blood test. And he said everything is good, but he don't know what's going on with the pressure, why I'm bleeding so much. So I said, is there any surgery, anything, any damage? He said, no. I said, I'll go home. He said, think about it. And I feel like the Lord said, don't stay here. You're going to walk out of here crazy. But he came back, and I told my kids, I said, I'm not staying in the hospital. So I told him, he said, you got to sign a paper in case anything worse happens. I said, no problem. He came home. He gave me some pressure medication. And he said, take it easy. So I said, okay. But I came home and I was still bleeding a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. So yesterday morning, 4:30, I decided to call. I said, I was speaking to another pastor when I got ill. And I said, I woke up and I sat on the bed and I said, I gotta call Pastor Asia. And I called her and she started to pray. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And I got immediate stop of the bleeding.
Praise God.
I guess the pressure, it went down. And as of today, it's going down little bit by little bit by little bit. Just the heartbeat, the bleeding, I know the heart is going to be a little flattered. But I want to thank the Lord for his good works. Because since I moved,
hallelujah.
Yeah, I was thinking more of doing what I got to do, more of what is important with the Lord. And today, yes, I thought to myself, I can't live without him. Praise is not only that. I got to put myself deep into it because a lot of time I prefer work, do other things. Instead of kneeling down there, I kneel down once in a while, once in the morning. But I pray every day, but I see he needs more of me.
Amen.
He needs me to go back to where I was.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give him praise and thanks for his mysterious work. His miraculous work. And if he wasn't in love with his children, he would have never healed me.
Amen.
We got to show him. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Let us give God glory, beloved. Let us give God glory, amen, for the miracle that God is doing in the life of Sister Mandé. Let us give God glory. We're thinking about a miracle here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. We thank you for even finishing what you started, God, in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Kabasekerebo. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's merciful to his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes God do allow certain things because he do want more of us. He's going to finish the good work he started. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to come in closer. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to take up residence in his presence. Praise God. He wants to shift our perspective. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. I believe in praising God. I believe in praising God when he do a miracle in someone else's life that he even allowed me to witness because he is God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know there is no power but the power of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I answer because I'm accountable to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those of us that's a part of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we're here to serve. Amen. He said, preach the gospel, heal the sick. Hallelujah, Jesus. Use your body as a reasonable service. He anointed us for this. The anointing is upon us for this. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we ought to give God glory. Amen.
Glory.
Praise God. We ought to give him glory. Hallelujah. I grew up in the ministry, boy. Hallelujah, Jesus. They knew how to praise God when he worked a miracle. They knew how to lift him up. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
glory, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Amen. This ain't nothing like. She said her pressure was high. She was bleeding. My God, hallelujah. Glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sunday.
Somebody
got to be glad about what God is doing in the lives of his people. The miracles that are manifesting. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your name, oh God.
You're worthy, God.
We see the power of God here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We see the power of God. We see deliverance here. We see healing here, demons being cast out here, souls being saved. We see the manifestation of the power of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise God. We're going to give them glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Beloved, God is doing a good work in you and through you. Amen. Be available. Amen. The power in which the woman of God was healed, what power was that? The power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. We got to give him the glory.
Amen.
We got to give him the glory. Us answering, us praying, that's our reasonable service. Praise God. That's the least we can do. He done washed our sins away. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He done paid the sin debt. That's the least we could do is show up, wake up out of our sleep, and serve. Praise God. Amen. That's the least we can do. Accountability to Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I could carry on and on with this, but my heart is rejoicing of every miracle God do, whether he do it through you, do it through me, or someone else, long as Jesus do it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This thing is real. It's real. It's real. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited about Jesus. And praise God. People are saying, where are the miracles? Where are the signs and wonders? We are witnessing it. And we are on a carpenter's line. We're witnessing it. Praise God.
Amen.
There's no distance in Jesus. We are the church. We are the building. We are the living stones. Amen. We've been laid brick by brick by brick on a solid, firm foundation. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You, Jesus.
Beloved, remember that name. Keep her lifted in prayer. Mandate.
Yes.
Keep her before the Lord. Amen. We believe in God. Amen.
Amen.
For the fullness, praise God. When you give God glory for what it is that he has done, amen. What did Jesus say to the leper? What happened to the other nine? Only one came back to say thank you. What happened to the other nine? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And then he said, then what did he say? He said, be thou made whole. Amen. Praise God. Because he was grateful. Huh? Man, they didn't have to get on the line. Huh? But there is a provision of wholeness. Healing is one thing. But when God says, be thou made whole. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, you have seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. God ain't finished yet. God ain't finished yet. God ain't finished yet. God ain't finished yet. Hallelujah. Our God is alive. He's living. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Is.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Mandé. We pray in your strength. And as the Holy Spirit strengthen you and lead you, continue to join us in services. Amen. Tell of his goodness. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's the shed blood of the crucified Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And by the words of our testimony. Beloved, don't sit down on your testimony. If they don't shout and dance, shout for yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise him for yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, be glad by yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. This thing is personal. Amen.
Yeah.
It's very personal. Praise God.
Lord,
and I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. On tonight, is there anyone else that wants to share tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to release the line. Amen. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, are you able to do the altar call tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who is that coughing?
It's
huh?
Mandé,
have you been, has the phlegm been coming up the mucus?
Little bit by little bit.
Amen, 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 amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you loose it all in the name of Jesus. Break it up and bring it up and out in Jesus' name. All the mucus and all the inflammation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for moving. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Glory God, glory God. Glory God, glory God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God is real. Amen. Let him be real in your heart. Amen. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Let him be real in your heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This thing is real. Amen. Even the mucus has to obey God. Even the mucus has to obey the word of God. Amen. Even inflammation has to obey the word of God. If it has a name, we're going to call it by his name, and we're going to tell it what to do. Amen. Praise God, because that's the authority that God has given unto us. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
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 Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, if you will, do the altar call. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
praise
you,
God,
Jesus,
if you
Lord
can.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. If there is any amongst us that are not saved or have backslidden, have strayed away from the Lord, this is a time that you can just come before him and just lay it all before him and confess that you have turned your back or you have sinned, whatever you have done that has not been pleasing to him. And this is the time that he forgives. Amen. Lord God, we just thank you right now for every soul that will come in, Lord God, that will accept you, Lord God, into their heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that they will no longer live the way they have lived, Lord God, that they will receive you tonight. They will answer as you call them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you will continue to take control over their lives, Lord God, and walk foot with them, Lord God, that they will not walk into any traps or any plans or plots of the enemy, Lord God, but you will continue to keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now that they will receive you, they will embrace you, and they will welcome you in, Lord God. We thank you for each brother and sister that will come into the kingdom this night, Lord God. We believe in advance, Lord God, for every soul, Lord God, that has come, that will accept you, Lord God. All those that have turned their back, Lord God, that are coming back, we believe in advance, Lord God, oh, that you are doing it right now in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, if God is moving you to be a blessing to the work of Jesus Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we're just a little branch on the vine. Praise God. Amen. But God does mighty things through little branches. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are plugged into the true vine. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The manifestation of the kingdom of God and the move of his spirit is taking place here. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. By the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It's taking place here. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The glory of God is manifesting here. Amen. Hallelujah. You can give through Cash App, and that Cash App is CSDC. It's $CSDC12. Praise God. Amen. You can also give through the PayPal. The church email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Amen. Praise God. You can also give through Zelle. Amen. The church Zelle email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Again, amen. That's the church Zelle email. Amen. Praise God. You can give through the church website, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. For those of you that do not have the church app downloaded, download it from your Google Play Store or Apple Store to your tablet and phone. Amen. Praise God. And there is a giving icon in the app for your easy giving pleasure. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That you can rejoice in just being obedient to the word of God when it comes down to giving to your high priest. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, if you need to give a check or money order, you can just endorse it to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. And you can mail it to P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. Amen. Praise God. We do release, amen, contribution statements at the end of the year. Amen. That comes out to you before January, the end of January of the following year. Praise God. For what it is that you have contributed to the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. I know that you're not given that you can receive a statement. Amen. But that's just something extra and added that God gives us favor. Amen. That through that 501c3, amen, we are able to release, amen, these contribution statements to be able to help you. Amen. When it comes to the filing of your taxes. But if we could not do that, that would not stop us from giving to our high priest. We would give anyway. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, for all that God is moving upon their heart to give, amen. Praise God. Beloved, you can't pay for salvation, and you can't pay for your healing. These things are free gifts to God from God to you. Amen. Praise God. You cannot pay for those things. Amen. But we give by faith according to what God's word says. We tithe, we give our offering, we give our first fruits, the first fruits of our increase. Praise God. We do that according to how it is written in his word. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, how you're moving upon your people to give. O God, we ask that you touch your people from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you release your provision for them as it is written in your word, O God. Rebuke the devourer for their sake, for every tither, O God. Let not their seed yield this harvest before its time. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we thank you for due season in their life, O God. We thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring them out blessings that they cannot store up. We thank you for blessing your people that they may be a blessing unto others, O God. In the name of Jesus, we present the offering to you now, O God. We ask that you bless it, that you multiply it even as we break it. And we give you all the glory and all the praise for the meat in your house. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to release the line now to amen. Praise God. Beloved, you are blessed. I'm going to release the line to Evangelist Johnson, and she's going to close us out in prayer. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the word tonight, oh God. Those who heard your word, God, we pray, oh God, that they will mix it with faith, oh God, and they will walk in it, oh God, that it would become the living word to them, oh God, that they will walk it out daily, oh God, that we will seek your faith. We will call upon your name, God. We will take the time, oh God, just to be in your presence, just to hear your voice, oh God, and for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to what he'll have us to do, that we could go forth purposely, oh God, to do your work, God. God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for the woman of God who preached this word, oh God, with boldness, oh God, and authority, God. And we just
thank you,
oh God, that you would continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her and keep her, oh God. Continue to use her for your glory, oh God, that miracles, signs, and wonders will follow each one of us, oh God, because that's what you call
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
It will follow each one of us, oh God, as we go forth and proclaim this gospel, God. Bless her going in. Bless her coming out. Bless her in the city and bless her in the field. Whatever she finds her hands to do, we call it blessed, oh God, because you called it blessed. And God, we give you praise, oh God. We ask that you would pour back into her everything that she's poured into each person on this line tonight. God, and we thank you for the healings, oh God, that went forth tonight. Thank you for total healing.
Hallelujah,
for our trust, oh God. We claim it by faith in Jesus' name, oh God, that the lungs would clear up and everything else in her body would line up according to the word of God that says by Jesus. So God, we thank you for it in advance. Thank you for touching my auntie. Thank you for touching my sister, oh God. You're doing a miracle for her right now, oh God, as she's in the hospital, God. We believe in for miracles, signs, and wonders to go forth.
Hallelujah.
And God, we just give you praise. We give you honor and glory for all the praise reports that will come in because of your word and what you said and how we applied it to our lives, God. We thank you for financial increases, oh God, spiritual increases, God, emotional, oh God. Whatever is needed, oh God, you know what each person on this line needs tonight, God, and we thank you that it's already done, oh God, because you already knew the need, oh God. You said before we call, you will answer, God. And you will
Hallelujah.
Show us great and mighty things that we don't know. So, God, we say thank you, God. We give you praise.
Thank
we give
you, Jesus.
Honor and glory.
Thank
and we
you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for the honor and the privilege to come in your presence just to hear your word, to sit at your feet, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for your word, oh, God. Thank you for all that you've done and all you're yet to do, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you honor and all glory. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Agape love, beloved.
Agape love.
Go in peace and
love. Agape love.
Agape love. Everybody have a good week.